Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, winter weather advisory continuing. Some fog early on with a winter mix of snow and some freezing rain developing, up to an inch of snowfall by the end of the day, low 30s. Then for tonight, snow still likely. Could pick up an inch of snowfall there, low teens. Clearing skies for your Saturday, upper teens. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday, a 33-year-old Wichita man has been sentenced to 47 and a half years in prison for human trafficking. Prosecutors say Christopher Reed used social media to sell drugs and promote prostitution. His youngest victim was 17. Reed was convicted in December of 19 crimes, including rape, human trafficking, and commercial sexual exploitation of a child. The Kansas Department of Labor recommending that federal employees who are furloughed because of the partial government shutdown should apply for unemployment benefits. The department said in a news release yesterday that the unemployment insurance was created to help people who are not working through no fault of their own. Federal employees who are working full-time but not being paid are not eligible for unemployment benefits. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on February the 18th, 19th and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Another weekend and another snowstorm bearing down on the Sunflower State. The State Emergency Operations Center in Topeka is activated for the weekend winter storm. KSN-TV reports the Operations Center will monitor weather conditions and stand by to receive any requests for state assistance. The brunt of the storm, at latest word, is expected to mainly impact most heavily the eastern portion of the state. Road conditions for the state of Kansas are available on your mobile phone from anywhere in the state by dialing 511. A 57-year-old nurse has been sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for Medicaid fraud and related charges in three Kansas counties. Kathleen Kluskins of Ogden, Kansas, sentenced yesterday in Pottawatomie County to 21 months in prison. Earlier this month, she was sentenced to 20 months in Clay County and 21 months in Geary County. Court documents say the sentences will run concurrently. Mid-America Network News.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A Hastings city official listed as the street superintendent on the city's website, who is accused of assaulting an Uber driver in Lincoln, has taken a plea deal. Lancaster County Court records say 37-year-old Stephen Costner pleaded no contest yesterday to misdemeanor assault. Prosecutors had lowered the charge from felony terroristic threats in exchange for Costner's plea. His sentencing is set for March 14th. Police in Lincoln arrested Costner back in March. The Uber driver told police Costner grabbed the driver's seatbelt and pulled it across the driver's neck and also menaced him with a pocket knife. Costner told police officers the driver had flirted with his wife, who was with him that morning. Portions of central, east central, and south central Nebraska under a winter weather advisory until midnight tomorrow morning. Freezing fog, freezing drizzle, and light snow could all add up to very slippery conditions. Mid-America Network News.
There are two things you can count on every winter. One, you can count on it getting colder. And two, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
In Arkansas City, Kansas, see Two Rivers Co-op.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As state legislatures resume activity, Nebraska State Senator Myron Dorn was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. He had served previously on the county level as chair of the Gage County Board of Supervisors and commented on his transition as a first-year legislator.
Right now it is definitely different as you meet people in the hallway or as you meet people out on the street. They are aware of who you are and they walk by and they say, hello, Senator. And that part is taking some getting used to because I'm still who I am. And to have that be included is getting used to, yes.
Dorn outlined some of his priorities.
There'll be three different bills that will have some connection to the lawsuit that Gage County has gone through. One which would be a half-cent countywide sales tax increase that could only be used to pay for federal judgments. A second one is allow government entities to borrow from the state for a federal judgment. And the third one is asking the state to pay for these type of civil judgments. We're going to introduce those, but then probably as much as anything in property tax issue that we face in Nebraska, hopefully has some type of action on that we can get some meaningful property tax relief for the state property taxpayers, especially farmers.
State Senator Myron Dorn representing the 30th District in southeast Nebraska. Pre-registration due Friday for a deer management workshop upcoming next Wednesday, January 23rd in Axtell. Outdoorsmen, hunters, and landowners welcome to attend. Registration at 6. Meeting begins at 6:30. $10 registration covers the meal provided. RSVP due by Friday at the Marshall County Extension Office, 562-3531, or email anastasia@ksu.edu. The event Wednesday, 23rd, is a deer management workshop, beginning with registration at 6 at the Axtell Legion Community Building. Weather-related postponements and et cetera for this weekend. Marysville High Wrestling at Beloit Friday starts at 11, Saturday at 10:30. Marysville High Girls Basketball hosting Nemo Hall Central Friday, JV at 4:30, varsity at 6. Recycling collection at Valley Heights in Marysville Saturday is canceled. Washington Public Library book signing Saturday postponed till February 9th. Marysville Chamber of Commerce Awards Banquet Saturday postponed till February 2nd. Waterville Opera House fundraiser is canceled. No bingo Sunday at the Hanover American Legion. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken salad, vegetable soup, wheat bread, a veggie plate, and grape salad. Closed Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Day. KNDY News, time is 7:13.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
We're a community ag bank. We're experienced and we're local. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Buy your tickets early for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 12th annual musical review fundraiser. It's all about the numbers at the Replay Lounge Friday and Saturday, January
25th
and
26th
at
7
p.m. and Sunday, January
27th
at
2
p.m. at the American Legion Post
163
in Marysville. Advance tickets are
$15
and may be purchased in Marysville at the Advocate, CJ Express East and West, and in Frankfort at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop, and in Blue Rapids at the State Bank of Blue Rapids.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, as a storm system looks to work into the central plains, do have a winter weather advisory in effect, expecting a wintry mix of snow and some freezing rain at times, up to an inch of snow accumulation by the end of the day, with those temperatures remaining fairly steady, and snow looks to continue for tonight, with another inch of snowfall expected there, lows dropping back into the lower teens. Also could have some patchy blowing snow in open areas, with those winds quite breezy out of the north at around 15 to 25 miles per hour. Improving conditions into your upcoming weekend. Saturday, we'll see clearing skies there, but staying on the chilly side. Those high temperatures only reaching into the upper teens, with lows in the single digits for Saturday night. For Sunday, still sunny, dry weather conditions, milder. We're back in the lower 30s, and those temperatures improving further even into your Monday, with lower 40s for highs. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, mid-January, 40, the average low 19. Sunset this evening 5:27. Sunrise in the morning 7:38. 30 degrees, cloudy, overcast, breezy with winds out of a southeast 5 to around 10 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 18th January. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you hungry and a little old burger just won't do?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Are you hungry and don't have a lot of time to wait? Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Get in and get out and get a great meal with all the fixings. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The NBA takes its show on the road to London. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Across the pond, a down-to-the-wire finish goes against the New York Knicks.
Inbound now, left the circle, Beal. Beal pass to Cutting Bryant, and it's blocked. Is it goaltending? It's goaltending! It's goaltending!
On WFED, a goaltending call on guard Alonzo Trier dooms the Knicks in London, who blew a 16-point lead in a 101-100 loss to the Washington Wizards. In Oklahoma City, an unlikely contributor emerges in the absence of LeBron James.
Kuz driving, two-pointer, good. And Kuzma as cool as the other side of the pillow has 31.
The call on ESPN 710 LA, Kyle Kuzma finished with a team-high 32 points as the Los Angeles Lakers down the Oklahoma City Thunder in overtime, 138-128. Missing Kawhi Leonard, the Toronto Raptors snuck past the Phoenix Suns, 111-109, thanks to Pascal Siakam's layup at the buzzer. This is ABC Sports. To the ice, there was no shortage of offense for the Toronto Maple Leafs in a dominating performance.
In comes Zaitsev down the right wing side. Got a bit of a collision there. Centering pass. Rebound shot. Scores! Patrick Marleau!
On TSN Radio 1290, the Maple Leafs topped the NHL's best team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, on the road 4-2. On the college hardboards, number 6 Michigan State received a tough test from Nebraska.
It's Tillman and Copeland. Is he going to shoot? Nope. Back to Cassius. He'll try a three. He got it! And with that, he has now joined the 1,000-point club.
On the Spartan Sports Network, Cassius Winston scored a career-high 29 to go over 1,000 points for his career and added 6 assists as number 6 Michigan State survived 70-64. Baseball hot stove news. League sources tell ESPN the Los Angeles Angels have an agreement in place with free agent reliever Cody Allen. The 30-year-old has played his entire career with the Cleveland Indians and was a key member of their bullpen that made a run to the World Series in 2016. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night basketball scores. Marysville fell to Nemahal Central 45-42. Fall City took St. Mary's 67-48. Marysville and St. Mary's tip off in the consolation Saturday at 5. Nemahal Central will host Fall City in the championship Saturday at 6:30. Twin Valley Night girls scores. Frankfort took Hanover in the championship 45-44. Centralia beat Clifton Clyde in the consolation 53-41. Valley Heights takes 5th over Axtell 45-27. Blue Valley 7th over Donovan West 53-45. Boys division, Hanover beat Clifton Clyde in the championship 66-36. Centralia took Blue Valley in the consolation 63-54.
Valley Heights for 5th over Axtell, 49-42. Washington County for 7th over Frankfort, 48-45.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue has announced many Farm Service Agency offices will reopen temporarily over the next few days to perform limited services for farmers and ranchers. USDA recalled about 2,500 FSA employees to open their offices today and tomorrow, in addition to Tuesday, January 22nd, during normal business hours. Now, the offices will be closed for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday. And about half of the Farm Service Agency locations, staff will be available to assist ag producers with existing farm loans to ensure the agency provides the 1099 tax documentation to borrowers by the IRS deadline. He said until Congress sends President Trump an appropriations bill he will sign, we're going to do the best to minimize the impact of the partial federal funding lapse on American agriculture producers. Perdue also said we're bringing back part of the FSA team to help producers with existing farm loans. Meanwhile, we'll continue to examine the legal authority to ensure they're providing services to the customers to the greatest possible extent during the shutdown. The information on which FSA offices will be open during the three-day window can be found on the USDA website, Facebook page, or on USDA's Twitter account. The farmer and rancher delegates at the 100th Annual Convention of the American Farm Bureau set organization's policy priorities for the upcoming year. Topics include farm bill implementation, cell cultured food products, trade, and much more. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall has said, as the organization has done for the last 100 years, grassroots delegates from across the nation came together to express a unified voice on issues vital to the success of farms, ranches, and rural communities. Among the many topics discussed covered, they're urging the administration and Congress to work together to end the government shutdown as soon as possible because farmers are delayed in securing loans as well as crop insurance. The impasse also delaying implementation of the new farm bill.
Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Farm credit lenders say the partial government shutdown is adding to their concerns over the general depressed state of the farm economy. Farm Credit Council leaders are pleased that Secretary Perdue has brought back some 2,500 FSA county staffers to help producers. But they'll only be able to help with existing loans and tax documents, and that is only through next Tuesday. However, Council President Todd Van Hoos says that's not enough.
This is the best folks can do under the circumstances, and we're grateful for it. But at the same time, we really need a permanent open FSA to help customers through this.
The shutdown is delaying farm bill implementation, which, of course, is very important for suffering sectors like dairy, looking for the new dairy margin coverage program. Ag County Farm Credit CEO Mark Kinsley.
The dairy industry probably has suffered as much as anything just on a year-in and year-out basis over the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, the quicker they can get access to that program, the better.
And while the government shutdown continues, there's no end in sight for low commodity from declining credit conditions. Frontier Farm Credit in Omaha, Nebraska, CEO Mark Jensen.
After 3 or 4 years of price level decline or commodity value decline, for some of our customers now, their options are starting to be exhausted. We anticipate that somewhere around 25-30% of our customers in the grain industry will show probably less than break even by the time we get to April, May.
The lending executives agree that farming is not like a factory where you can turn the lights on and off. Crops have to go in the ground in a couple of months. Livestock must be cared for every single day. And the shutdown now means there's not a very big window to work with. The government shutdown creating problems across the agriculture industry. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 27th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers and fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 1-800-466-8214. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on February the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. There are people who want to eliminate animal agriculture, and they're throwing out all sorts of numbers and, frankly, misinformation, what my guest calls propaganda. We'll hear from him after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Methane, methane, methane. That's all you hear from some people who are trying to get rid of animal agriculture, claiming that cattle, sheep, and goats, ruminants, contribute to greenhouse gases that are changing our climate. And they do so through all of the methane that comes out of their front and rear ends. Frank Mitlerner is a professor in the Animal Science Department at the University of California, Davis. He is an air quality specialist. And he says the methane from cows argument is misleading.
CO2, carbon dioxide, and methane are not created equal. You will oftentimes hear critics say that methane is 30 times more potent than CO2, meaning one molecule of methane can trap the heat from the sun 30 times better than one molecule of CO2. And that's true. But what these people don't tell you is that methane only lives for one decade, but almost the equal amount, and now think about what I'm saying here, almost the equal amount that we put into the atmosphere with sources like ruminant animals or rice paddies or swamps or so, almost the equal amount of methane we put into the atmosphere gets destroyed in the atmosphere because there is a chemical reaction called oxidation. And that means there is a certain chemical fraction in the atmosphere called hydroxy radicals. And these hydroxy radicals take methane and destroy it, convert it. And that destruction of methane occurs almost at the same rate as the production of methane. And because of that, in my opinion, the whole discussion about livestock producing a lot of methane, which then is detrimental to our climate, is a discussion that we will soon revert, because the people who lead this discussion act as if methane were to be added and would accumulate, but it doesn't accumulate. If we don't change the number of livestock that we have and that we have had, which is the case, by the way, then we are not adding new methane to the atmosphere. And as a result, we are not adding new global warming.
Professor, thank you for confirming my theory that cows are getting a bad rap when it comes to global warming.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Frank Mitlerner of UC Davis, on Twitter, GHG Guru. Back after this.
This is Tyler Sudik with the Wally Livestock Sales in Wally, Nebraska. This Friday, January 18th, we'll have a special bred heifer and bred cow sale along with our regular hay and cattle sale. Hay at 11 o'clock, cattle at 12 o'clock. Here are some early consignments. Be 20 head of Red Angus bred heifers, Ray Eyed to Shoe the Rebel. They start calving 215. They're cleaned up low birth weight Red Angus bulls that come from Larson. There'll be 15 head of Red Angus bred heifers. They're Ray Eyed Red Rockies Red Angus. They're calf 218 for one day coming from the Hunt Ranch. There'll be 15 head of Black Whitefish bred heifers. They're Ray Eyed Right Answer. They calf 218 for one day from Chrisman. There'll be 20 head black and black whitefish, bred cows, middle-aged, solid mouth, the red black bulls. They start calving 3-1. It's a complete dispersal from Canake. There'll be 7 head of red Angus cows. They're bred red. They calf 315. There'll be 6 head of black and black whitefish, bred cows. Their third calf, broken mouth. There'll be 25 to 50 head of bred cows in smaller bunches. There'll be 100 to 200 head of feeder cattle. That's this Friday at the Wagler Livestock Sales in Wagler, Nebraska. For more information on R2 consigning, give us a call at 402-443-3512, or you can check us out at WagerLivestockSales.com. Thank you.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
729 from KNDY, 30 with a southeast wind 5 to 10 this morning. We'll look for highs in the middle 30s today. Any precipitation that develops will likely start as rain, perhaps changing over to snow. Varying snowfall amounts, 2 to 4 inch range, has been more consistent, with a number of guesses that seem to change quite often. Up to a foot of snow was earlier forecast into Saturday. Winter storm watch continues. Be advised of changing weather conditions if temperatures drop to or below freezing level. We could have some slick spots materialize. As it is, not bad outside this morning, 30 under a cloudy overcast.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It's the weekend many have been waiting for about 25 years. Joe Montana was the quarterback the previous time the Kansas City Chiefs reached the AFC title game. Len Dawson was under center the previous time the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl. For one of the NFL's proudest franchises, the wait to reach this weekend has been a long one. And the chance to hoist the Lamar Hunt Trophy, named after the Chiefs founder, has the city virtually on the edge of its collective seat. The Patriots were unbeatable at home this season, going 8-0 during the regular season and rolling past the Chargers in the divisional round. Tom Brady, who's 8-4 all-time in AFC championship games with a 6-1 record at home, but he's just 2-3 on the road, with both wins coming at Pittsburgh during 01 and 04 seasons. The Chiefs and the Patriots, Sunday at 5:40. Mid-America Network Sports.
There are two things you can count on every winter. One, you can count on it getting colder. And two, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
In Wellington, Kansas, see Progressive Co-op.
Ag producer, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in your downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag, off I-135 in Mound Ridge.
College hoops action for the weekend. The Wichita State Shockers taking on the Cincinnati Bearcats. That's a 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon tip-off. Also tomorrow afternoon, this game at 3 o'clock, the K-State Wildcats will take on the TCU Horned Frogs. And at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the KU Jayhawks in action against the West Virginia Mountaineers. Jayhawks on the road for that matchup. Kansas City Royals notified this week of the 80-game suspension given to pitcher Eric Skoglund. A statement from the senior vice president of baseball operations and general manager Dayton Moore says, "I'm appreciative that the professional baseball players are tested more frequently than any professional athlete, and we should all be thankful that the testing is working." The statement goes on to say that the team remains proud of who Eric is as a person and will support him as an organization. Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network on your Friday. I'm Rick Everett.
Marysville Bulldogs fell short to the Neelahall Central Thunder in a battle of the 2-3 seeds in the Thunder Classic semifinals Thursday at Seneca. Neelahall Central led almost the entire way, and they would hit 14 of 23 free throws, while Marysville did not go to the free throw line the entire night. Kobe Schrader and Gavin Pesel fouled out late for Marysville in a three-point decision. Marysville tried the long ball, connecting late, but couldn't overcome Nemohall Central's lead. Thunder scoring led by Cole Kramer with 14 points. Dalton Schmelsley in double figures with 10. Thunder improved to 7-4 on the season. Marysville led by Jacob Backus with 14. Dalton Denner, 12 points on four trays. Marysville falls to 8-3. Nemohall Central 45, Marysville 42. In the other semifinal, 5th-seed Ball City knocked off top-seed St. Mary's 67-48, setting up a consolation between Marysville and St. Mary's Saturday at 5, weather permitting, and a championship as Nemohall Central entertains Ball City Saturday evening at 6:30. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
The Frankfort Lady Wildcats and the Hanover Wildcats are your 2019 Twin Valley League tournament champions. The Lady Wildcats edged by the Hanover Lady Wildcats by a final score of 45-44. Led by senior Caroline Alvers and Emily Ebert and Allie Tomer, Frankfort Wildcats took a lead with 2 minutes left in the ballgame and never looked back. Hanover Lady Wildcats were led in scoring by Macy Debley, with Cadley Stahlbaumer hitting a number of key three-pointers throughout the game. On the boys' side, it was a dominating 63-33 victory for the Hanover Wildcats over the six-seeded Clifton Clyde Eagles. Thomas Atkins paced the Hanover Wildcats with 18 points, while Pete Peters chipped in 14, and Carter Bruna, with his 12 first-half points, finished with 13 on the game. Dakin Stahlbaumer also had 12 points for the Wildcats, and Cade Cohorse finished the game with 10, as the Hanover Wildcats captured yet another Twin Valley League tournament championship. For KNDY Sports, I'm Coleman Younger.
Thursday night basketball scores. Marysville fell to Nemohall Central 45-42. Fall City took St. Mary's 67-48. Marysville and St. Mary's tip off in the consolation Saturday at 5. Nemohall Central will host Fall City in the championship Saturday at 6:30. Twin Valley girls scores. Frankfort took Hanover in the championship 45-44. Centralia beat Clifton Clyde in the consolation 53-41. Valley Heights takes 5th over Axtell 45-27. Blue Valley 7th over Donovan West 53-45. Boys division, Hanover beat Clifton Clyde in the championship 66-36. Centralia took Blue Valley in the consolation 63-54. Valley Heights for 5th over Axtell 49-42. Washington County for 7th over Frankfort 48-45.
January's full wolf moon will turn red this weekend. We have your viewing guide for Sunday's super moon eclipse on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 18th, the 18th day of the year. Actor Kevin Costner celebrates a birthday, and the web domain Yahoo.com was created on this day in 1995. Virtually all of the U.S. will be treated to a total lunar eclipse this weekend. It should be a sight to see as it occurs near the perigee, or its closest approach to Earth in its monthly orbit. Folks along the West Coast will be the first to see Earth's shadow block the lunar disk around 9 p.m. Sunday night. It reaches the mountain states about an hour later, central portions of the country around 11 p.m., and passes over the East Coast around midnight. The traditional definition of a blood moon doesn't strictly apply, but like all lunar eclipses, the surface will turn a ruddy brown hue at maximum coverage. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local moonrise and sunset times at almanac.com.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, winter weather advisory continuing. Some fog early on with a winter mix of snow as some freezing rain developing, up to an inch of snowfall by the end of the day, low 30s. Then for tonight, snow still likely. Could pick up an inch of snowfall there, low teens. Clearing skies for your Saturday, upper teens. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 32.
The Jeep Adventure Days are going on now in Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. That means great deals on select all-new Jeep models, like up to $3,500 cash allowance on select all-new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee models. Or choose from up to $4,000 cash allowance or 0%.